Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day for movie fans because one of the most acclaimed movies of recent years was La La Land. Remember that? And it was a film by Damien Chazelle, who has now written a new film about L.A., but it's not about L.A. today. It's about L.A. in the early years of Hollywood, the silent film era, and just as it was shifting over to talkies. It's with Brad Pitt and Margot Robbie, and it is one of the films nominated for Best Picture of the Year by the Critics' Choice Association. The film is called Babylon, and it's opening on a limited basis today, and as I mentioned, already acclaimed. We will get to that review. We will also talk about, and I will share with you a very unflattering email that I received about my wardrobe. It is not that is not an issue on which I'm particularly sensitive. And Jeremy can affirm that. And, there's religious news. There is a drag queen parade to supplement the annual Christmas parade in a town in Texas that didn't even want it. So why? How did that happen? And what happened to the nativity scene that for 75 years had been part of Bucksport, Maine? We will talk about that. And this news, and I'll lead with this because Hanukkah is coming up on Sunday night. Silver coins found near the Temple Mount prove the Jewish history of Israel. Now you say, well, what do you mean prove the Jewish history of Israel? The item of the Palestinian Liberation Organization and of the Palestinian Authority, they officially believe that there was no prior to 1948 and any sort of Jewish presence in Jerusalem. But there is a brand new and very important, exciting archaeological discovery that proves just the opposite. We're posting that up at our website. It's from the Jerusalem Post. And in the spirit of Hanukkah and of Christmas coming up, we have a Call of the Week classic.
The Call of the Week.
I get so overwhelmed. But, like, I don't understand.
It's educational.
Like, everyone goes to the bathroom on campus every day, unless they have some great powers.
It's informative.
Your talk show creates a hostile environment.
Feel the love.
I love Fidel Castro. Fidel Castro, please keep it up.
Hear the hate.
And you're the devil. You're the big Hitler.
Every Friday, exclusively on The Michael Medved Show.
And the winner. And the winner is Rob in Olympia, who called up in December of 2017. So it's a recent Call of the Week classic. By the way, you can become a Medhead and hear hundreds of such callers with these pearls of wisdom.
So I'm not Christian. Your call screener self-identified as a Christian, and you self-identify as an Orthodox Jew or Jew, as he said. I identify as an atheist. We're having a polite conversation in public, and somebody comes up to us and says, hi, I'd like to talk to you. My name is so-and-so, and I want to proclaim the graciousness of my Lord and Savior, Harry Potter.
I am just one divine.
We, all three of us would look at that gentleman and say, you need some top shelf psychotropic medications, and we would love to be able to give you help.
Expecto Patronum!
The difference between you, I, and your call screener is that I look at you guys as the same way.
Please hang up and try again.
We both have mental diseases, just like that gentleman does. You just don't realize.
What do you think you are, crazy or something? Well, you're not.
Do you think?
I see you in a perfectly clear light, and your religion is a mental disease. It's a Christian disease. It's an Islamic disease. It's a Jewish disease.
Do you believe that to be true for
all religions?
I understand, but do you believe it to be true for all of people who were religious believers in the past?
No. Well, if they ditch their religious beliefs, they would be recovering.
Who comes to mind if I say, who do you, Robin Olympia Washington, who do you look up to, has lived a great life, made the most of his or her time on this planet?
Me, myself, and I.
You ask me if I have a God complex? Let me tell you something. I am God.
I give to charities. I'm in the process of changing laws for the betterment of my fellow humans.
I'll give you an answer.
Yeah.
Abraham Lincoln
yeah.
lived a great life. He was a religious believer. He came to it later in life.
Some people form mental illnesses later in life.
Okay.
And mentally ill people can live good lives. I see your mental illness, but you can't. And you're in denial of it, Mike.
Imagine there's no heaven.
And where I was going to was an argument that I first encountered in a novel by Nobel Prize winner Saul Bellow called Humboldt's Gift. And he keeps coming back to this argument again and again because Bellow struggled with the idea of religious faith. And what eventually pushed him over was thinking about all of the smartest, greatest, most notable people in history. And they almost all through the long, long stretch of human history had some kind of religious commitment or at least exploration. And again, people bring up the idea that founding fathers weren't deeply religious people in all cases, that people like Franklin, he came to a more traditional religious belief later in life. Jefferson spent hours of time going through the Bible and taking out the parts that he didn't like, and there were parts that he didn't like. And he also conducted religious services while he was president. He conducted the services at the Capitol building. And this idea that somehow religion is an illness. There's a case in a beautiful, it looks like a beautiful town. The story from Fox says residents in a small Maine town fought back yesterday after their town removed a nativity scene that had been there for 75 years because an atheist group complained it was against the law. The Freedom from Religion Foundation said the town was violating the First Amendment by displaying the biblical Christmas scene on public property. Maine chapter president Tom Waddell requested Bucksport put up one of the group's secular signs that celebrated the winter solstice and the Bill of Rights. Now, the signs are very clever. It shows the Bill of Rights in a manger scene. The Bill of Rights is actually a piece of paper in the cradle, and the cradle is surrounded by likenesses of Jefferson and Franklin and Hamilton. And okay, fine. And they say the Bill of Rights in the manger is the real reason for the season, because they're celebrating the winter solstice. Good luck with them in celebrating the winter solstice. But basically what happened is because they sued, because the city didn't want to put up their poster, the city was basically decided, and is very controversial, to go ahead and back down and to remove this creche, which is very traditional, looks very sweet, that had been there for 75 years. Really? And then there's a city of Taylor, Texas, a small city, small town. And they had a Christmas parade going back 33 years. It was organized by the city's Council of Churches, not by the city itself. And there was an organization called Pride Taylor that said they wanted a float in the parade, and it had a series of largely exposed drag queen dancers on it. So this year they weren't welcomed in the Pride Parade, so the city ordered that they had to have a separate, they weren't welcomed in the Christmas Parade. They have a separate parade from the one sponsored by the Council of Churches. You can only imagine with a numerous drag floats. We will be right back on the MedVet Show.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
History repeats itself, and we're seeing that play out with inflation. When Jimmy Carter took office in the late 70s, gold sold for $140 an ounce. Can you imagine? By 1980, the price of gold topped out at $870 an ounce. Now, if today's market performs like it did when Carter was in office, the price of gold could skyrocket from $1,800 an ounce to $9,300 an ounce. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. Don't miss out on a great opportunity to purchase precious metals while the prices are still stable. If history repeats itself, we'll see a run on gold, silver, and platinum that will certainly drive up prices. Be smart. Buy now. At AmFed, you're dealing with specialists who provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. You'll never be pressured into buying outrageously priced so-called collectible coins or anything that you don't need. 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology, a pre-recorded voice about offers, or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
I need more time to file my taxes. Help!
On IRS.gov, you can use IRS Free File to get 6 more months. Or, you can submit IRS Form 4868 by the April deadline. If you owe taxes, you can make an electronic payment and get a filing extension with no need to submit Form 4868. Go to IRS.gov for details. But remember, an extension of time to file is not an extension of time to pay what you owe.
No.
combination, even greater than Bob Dylan, of Ed Sheeran and Elton John with their Merry Christmas greetings. Well, Merry Christmas to President Trump. He is thrilled to hear, and I'm sure he already has, the news that just broke that the January 6th committee, which is getting ready for its last meeting ever, that will be coming next week, is considering formally asking the Department of Justice and Merrick Garland to pursue at least two, count them two, criminal charges against former President Donald Trump. The House Select Committee investigating January 6, 2021, is considering asking the Justice Department to pursue multiple charges against former President Trump. According to a source familiar with the matter, there would be at least two. The charges being considered include obstruction of an official proceeding and conspiracy to defraud the federal government. The recommendations match allegations the Select Committee made against Trump and his elections attorney, John Eastman, in a previous court proceeding seeking Eastman's emails. Meanwhile, Trump is proceeding with his efforts to sell images of himself as a cowboy, as an astronaut, as a superhero with bulging, rippling muscles, as a golf player with bulging, rippling muscles. And even some people who have actually very traditionally supported President Trump are having a tough time with him trying to sell these images for $99 each. And then if you buy, I think if you buy the full set, you're entered into a lottery where you might even win a dinner with President Trump. I'm sure he would take care of the dinner, but not necessarily the transportation. And can I only imagine, did you get to pick the food?
Digital.
Yeah, it could be digital food. Yeah, that would be, because these are digital images. $99? By the way, if anybody out there has actually purchased some of these images, maybe you can explain why they are worthwhile. Steve Bannon, who of course worked in the Trump White House, helped to manage the very last stages of the Trump campaign. He's a former editor of Breitbart. He now does the popular War Room podcast. He said that those who dreamed up this idea of making money by selling the NFTs, these digital trading cards as they're called, well, here's what he said. It's clip 22.
I can't do this anymore. He's one of the greatest presidents in history, but I got to tell you, whoever, my business partner, and anybody in the comms team, and anybody in Mar-a-Lago, and I love the folks down there, but we're at war. They ought to be fired today. You came out with something that's so important, which I still don't think gets to the heart of it. And hey, you don't have three harder cores than Cortez, Bannon, and Subgorka. So.
Okay, so again, when people, and by the way, General Flynn has been critical of Trump selling this imagery, and it does seem to me that it's a very, very broad hint that he's not going to push this third campaign for the presidency to the bitter, bitter end. If he were, why not announcing some rallies during the holiday season to generate some of the enthusiasm that usually fires him? This has not been a great, great moment for Trump's ambitions. I had mentioned this before, and I will pay it off. Larry in Hawaii sent an email saying, I happened to see you last week in Hawaii, but didn't want to bother you on vacation. Well, it's a working vacation. He says, I like your show, but question your clothing choices. My wife says the same thing. She likes the show and doesn't approve of the way that I dress. To put it kindly, your attire needs some attention since it seems a bit dated. Well, I'm very proud of being able to wear the same size clothes that I wore in college. And, you know, they're timeless. I mean, jeans and flip-flops and sweatshirts.
I'm appalled.
Can one of your family members intervene? I wonder if Diane is secretly behind this, because can one of your family members intervene and help you with your style or lack of it? You are a public figure of some significance and should look the part. And related to that email, another email came in from Christian, writing in from California, saying, we had talked about the program in North Seattle, which didn't work, to try to drive homeless people away by playing classical music. This was out of a Comcast service center. And they were playing classical music again and again and all day long, and it didn't drive the folks away. So Christian suggests, for song suggestions to drive away homeless people, how about something repetitive and annoying like Baby Shark? Christian, I think that's brilliant. His other nomination was Gangnam Style from, was Psyops, I think it was his name, Cyclops, or, and here it is. We have Gangnam Style. I think that's a pretty terrific idea, too. And there's this terrific idea, a story from Jerusalem Post, that a rare half-shekel coin from the great result, from the Great Revolt, pardon me, which occurred between 66 of the Common Era and 70 of the Common Era, during the Second Temple period, has been discovered in Jerusalem's Ophel excavation south of the Temple Mount. Only a few days ago, a wooden box containing 15 silver coins that serve as proof of the Hanukkah story of the Maccabees, which was found recently during excavation in the Negev Desert, was announced. This is amazing. These coins are more than 2,000 years old. We will get to the real story of Hanukkah coming up.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. The government won't be forced to shut down at least for a week after the Senate approved a one-week funding bill. The shutdown was set for midnight tonight. Congress continues to work on a massive full-year spending package. In a solemn speech in the U.S. House of Representatives, Adam Kinzinger slammed MAGA Republicans and said farewell. He was one of only two Republican members on the committee investigating the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol.
The once great party of Lincoln
Roosevelt and Reagan has turned its back on the ideals of liberty and self-governance. Instead, it has embraced lies and deceit.
The stage is set for the World Cup final this weekend when Argentina squares off against France on Sunday. Argentina and star player Lionel Messi advanced in the semifinals after crushing Croatia 3-0. Dave Collins, USA News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
There's actually a very useful piece that appeared this morning in the Wall Street Journal, and it's by somebody who I don't know, and yet I found myself in strong agreement with the arguments of the piece. It actually is similar to arguments that I've made in the past, but the headline is, Why Let Anti-Semites Define Jewishness? And it's an appropriate Hanukkah story. And what the writer Daniela Greenbaum Davis says in this piece is that, and entirely true, is that when you ask people, well, what is Hanukkah about? The answer really is it's about religious liberty. It's about throwing off Greek tyrannical rule in ancient Judea about 163 BC and basically affirming the right against Jew haters to be a religious and a observant Jew. And, of course, that's a very easy and an appropriate thing to sell, but Hanukkah is more complex than that. The term Hanukkah comes from the term chinuch, which means education in Hebrew. And it's a very common term, and so Hanukkah is education, it's dedication, it's rededication. It's rededication of the temple. The temple had been abused, it had gone over to Greek statuary, and the real enemies, well, let me share what Daniela Greenbaum Davis says. She writes, contrary to popular scripts, the war that Hanukkah celebrates was primarily one between Jews and other Jews. The conflict saw a small group, the Maccabees, fighting to preserve their heritage and uniquely Jewish way of life against a much larger majority that assimilated into the Hellenistic Greek culture of the time. Recalling the more complete story offers a valuable lesson for American Jews celebrating Hanukkah next week. Jews living in Jerusalem during the reign of Antiochus III, up to 187 B.C., led a relatively secure lives. While the Greeks doubtless encouraged their Jewish counterparts to conform to their culture, they were also largely tolerant and respectful of Jewish particularism, and she gives the sources for that. Yet by the time of the Maccabean Revolt, only one generation later, Jews were increasingly embracing Greek culture, and they were eroding their own. Such evolutions demonstrate the challenges that come with being different, even in societies that ostensibly tolerate difference. We rarely focus on such challenges today, she writes. Instead, our attention is understandably directed toward the consequences of anti-Semitism. Consider that the global Jewish population in 1939 was nearly 17 million. The Nazis and their collaborators over the following 6 years murdered more than one-third of all that Jewish population. Nearly 80 years later, Jews still haven't regained their pre-Holocaust numbers. This year, data from New York paint a grim picture. In November alone, the New York City Police Department reported 45 anti-Semitic crimes, an average of one incident every 16 hours. While Jews represent less than 20% of the city's population, they accounted for 60% of all the hate crime victims in the city last month. Hanukkah provides the framework for how to take this immense darkness and channel it into light. Even the word Hanukkah, also spelled with a CH, which shares the same Hebrew root as the word chinuch, meaning education, offers an insight. The war at the center of the story is a microcosm of a much larger battle of ideas that more than any political rebellion or physical war is the true legacy of the Maccabees. While American Jews are rightly concerned with anti-Semitism across every slice of society, she writes, to allow anti-Semitism to define Judaism would be to hand the ultimate victory to those who wish Jews harm. In other words, this is not just a fight for Jewish survival. It's a fight for Jewish revitalization. If we prioritize finger-wagging at those who have wronged us or encourage the Anti-Defamation League in grotesquely trading Jewish forgiveness for organizational donations, we shrink Jewish identity down to the most pathetic form, anti-Semitism. In the 1990s, the Israeli academic Zev Magen, then a student at Columbia, argued that chronicling the sins of the anti-Semite was ineffective. The only way to fight anti-Semitism, he wrote, was to promote that which the anti-Semite wants to crush, Jewish vitality. In other words, it's a holiday not about suffering. It's not observed with suffering. It's not even about struggle. It's a theme of renewal and rededication, and one that is considered to be particularly important for Jews who are facing the challenge of keeping their own integrity and vitality. Speaking of that, Alicia Keys, who is not Jewish, she's very Christian, but she was interviewed about her wonderful, at least it sounded wonderful, listening to excerpts. She was interviewed on NPR about her new Christmas album, and the reporter asked her, Rachel Martin, about Alicia Keys' rendition of Ave Maria. Listen.
Ave Maria, Alicia.
Yes, a big old song.
It's a prayer, Ave Maria. Are you a praying person?
I am. I'm all about prayer. I love connecting to a higher source. You know, I'm big on praying before everything, meals, flights, food, at the end of the night with the kids, in the morning when we wake up, it's like, I feel like gratitude is the ultimate gift. And it's, I think it's also the ultimate way to attract good things your way, when you're able to give thanks and be grateful for every moment. You know, I think you open yourself up to receiving. I love prayer. It's beautiful.
And I think that's beautiful, and not the kind of thing you expect to hear all the time on secular radio. And the idea of enriching the season, not just with complaints and denunciations of evil, but with celebrations of the good, and with renewal, and the hope that comes with prayer. And boy, does our country need it, because one of the things that I've been thinking about, you've heard me talk about it this week while we were away and we were traveling in Hawaii, is that we are so blessed as Americans, and not just in a beautiful state in the middle of the winter where the sun is shining, but everywhere. You look around, you experience this country, and the question about what is wrong with it, why so many Americans think we're headed in the wrong direction, why so many Americans look at what's happening in Peru, where the president wants to dissolve the Congress, and then the Congress impeaches the president, and then there's fighting in the streets. What exactly are we fighting about? Well, this time of year, are we fighting about movie nominations? There's a gigantic new movie, already critically acclaimed. It's called Babylon, with Margot Robbie, Brad Pitt, Gene Smart, and others. We'll get to that coming up on The MedVet Show.
Your daily dose of debate.
Give me one.
The Michael MedVet Show.
Well, it's autumn, and if you're going to go out and look at some of the great colors of the leaves and enjoy the season, well, you get more active, and you know what? Maybe some aches and pains. I had a sore arm for a while, but fortunately I also have Relief Factor. And more to the point, my wife, who is always more active than I am, she uses Relief Factor as well. It is a great, wholly natural, very healthy, scientifically proven pain reliever. It is, you have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. And right now, Relief Factor is still discounted at only $19.95 for what's called a quick start. So about a dollar a day to see if you can get out of pain in just a couple of weeks. And for the cost of a cup of coffee a day, you can get out and stay out of pain. Check it out at michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner for Relief Factor. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
And on the Michael Medved Show, very much looking forward to the fastest arriving Shabbat of the whole year. The Sabbath comes in earlier tonight, and which is why I'm rushing home right after this show. It comes in tonight because this is a period of most intense darkness, and that turns around, which is one of the bases for the celebration of Christmas and that light in the world that Christmas celebrates, that also begins at the same period the Romans celebrated as basically a time when the darkness turns around and suddenly we start getting a little bit more daylight. And something that you celebrate with all the lights of the 8 Hanukkah candles that you achieve at the end of the holiday, which begins on Sunday. Meanwhile, Hollywood's big holiday, the selection of the Academy Awards, is coming up. And one of the films that has been nominated by at least the critical version of the Academy Awards, the Critics' Choice Association, which includes many, many, many film critics all across the country, including me, and they have voted as one of their 10 nominees for Best Picture, not only Top Gun, Maverick, which is the popular favorite in that category, not only Elvis, not only The Glass Onion and Knives Out Mystery, but they've nominated the movie Babylon, and everybody has looked forward to this, and I'm certainly one of those people, because some of the production numbers and the production values are fantastic and lavish, and Damien Chazelle, who co-wrote and directed this film, had previously done terrific films like Whiplash, about the musician struggling to find his way in a very competitive music school, won an Oscar for the portrayal of his teacher, and La La Land, that was a major Oscar contender. You may remember it even was identified as the best picture of the year by mistake, when it was actually Moonlight. But the new movie, Babylon, it seems to me, even though it's nominated for one of the best picture slots by Critics' Choice Association, I would be surprised if it wins the Academy Award. The film is about a young man from Mexico who has ambitions to get into the American film industry in the early 1920s. And it begins with a lavish party where he meets a glamorous young aspiring silent star played by Margot Robbie. Brad Pitt becomes the established silent star who hires the aspiring young man. The film sounds like this.
If you could go anywhere in the whole world, where would you go?
I always wanted to be part of something bigger.
Yes.
Something that lasts, that means something.
You know, when I first moved to L.A., you know what the signs on all the doors read? No actors or dogs allowed. I changed that.
I'll do anything.
That's the jackass they said to screw us.
What do you say we come in for my close-up now?
She has no idea what's next.
I've never done nothing except disappoint people my whole life. I made it on my terms, not theirs.
Okay. The performances in the film are fine, and they're consistently solid, and Margot Robbie maybe sometimes a little bit beyond that. The script is awful. I mean, and again, not just lame, but annoying, deeply annoying. There are scenes, one of the big scenes in the movie, and this is not giving too much away because it turns out about 3 minutes after the curtain goes up, has to do with an elephant dumping a load of feces sort of in a projectile basis all over the main character. Don't ask. And then there's projectile vomiting, a big scene that's supposed to denote embarrassment. The idea that Hollywood is a glamorous, magical, wonderful place is completely turned on its head here. This is based very loosely on a book called Hollywood Babylon, which talks about some of the scandals of the silent era, including those involving Fatty Arbuckle, which people may know about, and his trial, and whether he was guilty or not is not entirely clear. But the idea of stars leading doomed, lonely, and extremely depressing lives is brought out with a great deal of ugliness and sorrow. And the orgy sequences, which actually show a great deal of abuse and celebration. It's not, and by the way, these are not the polite orgies that you saw in movies by Cecil B. DeMille, in films like Solomon and Sheba, or The Ten Commandments, when they show the golden calf sequence. These are scenes with considerable nudity, group sex, groping, and none of it meant to be attractive, and it isn't. The idea, basically, which ends with a It ends with a sequence which is very, very strange that shows some of the glories of cinema history, as if to remind you that this industry, this community that flourished back in the 1920s and 30s, actually did produce some remarkably wonderful stuff. And that, it seems to me, is the big loss of the movie, is that the real passion for artistry that many of the silent stars and directors and people actually pursued is not treated here with respect at all. It's nearly 3 hours long. It's a very long film, and you feel every minute of it. It's rated a very appropriate R, and only 2 stars for Babylon. It seems to me a huge disappointment considering the previous work by Damien Chazelle. There will be other movies, big new movies, that are coming out and spreading around the country. including some of those movies that are nominated for Best Picture already in the Critics' Choice Association. Meanwhile, on Monday, and yes, it is a pleasure to be back and actually to be broadcasting from the studio at KTTH here in Seattle already, there's a gender activist who says parents have no right to know if their kids in school start questioning their gender. Why not? Because there's a fear that the parents, if they knew anything about that, would be involved in abuse and neglect. A legitimate fear. Also news that Japan is building up its military big time, as never before. Well, not since 1945. And you know what? That buildup is good news. It is, in fact, very good news. And speaking of good news, one of the leading foreign policy analysts in the world says that Iran's regime could be coming to an end. The massive implications that would have for the region, for the U.S., and for the entire world. And then there is a famous actress who is a self-identified lesbian, but is facing up to 3 years in prison for something she said. What could she have possibly said that was that awful? We will reveal that secret coming up on Monday. And then finally, PETA finally joins us about their new campaign on what they call speciesism. The tendency, for instance, to view human beings as a very different form of life from dogs and pigs and crows and any other kind of insect or creature that you could imagine. And meanwhile, even with disappointing news from the Seahawks, we can actually look forward to a tremendous holiday season, not only here in the Northwest, which may be a little bit colder than Hawaii, but is every bit as beautiful. Sign up for our free newsletter coming up every Friday in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Fred Dreyer here for a product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. Most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Do you suffer with joint discomfort? Getting out of bed in the morning feeling how stiff your body is and wondering how bad is it going to get as the years go by? Try Balance 7. It reduces the acid buildup in the body. In 3 days' time, you will feel a great improvement. Getting older doesn't have to mean it has to get worse. Use Balance 7. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.